Jordan's domestic immunity lies in the widespread support from the majority of its people for maintaining stability and averting chaos. This immunity is key to Jordan's ability to handle significant challenges, which is no small feat. Even though public opinion may be critical and dissenting, it ultimately plays a crucial role in protecting the state and preserving stability. 2 days before Jordan's legislative elections, a deadly attack, Fedayeen attack, perpetrated by a Jordanian citizen at the King Hussein Bridge left 3 Israeli soldiers dead, leading to a 2-day closure of the crossing. This event highlights the tightrope Jordan has been walking, navigating intense pressures since the outbreak of the war against Gaza. A stable and secure country is being maneuvered into conflict through political exploitation, threatening to face the same fate as Lebanon, Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, nations that Iran has used as leverage while negotiating with the U.S. without bearing any direct cost. In a debate with an Iranian Revolutionary Guard officer, who was appointed to lead a think tank created by Iranian propaganda to portray its officers as intellectuals, former Information Minister Sami Al-Maya asked, "Your borders are open to the Golan Heights and southern Lebanon. Why doesn't the Iranian army open a front with Israel from these areas, instead of pressuring Jordan to take that step?" The legislative elections in Jordan reflect this broader context. While local and tribal dynamics play a significant role, the essence of the polls is anchored in a few fundamental principles. Firstly, Jordan aimed to conduct its legislative elections with the highest level of integrity. There was no manipulation of figures, no falsification of results, and no exaggeration of voter turnout, avoiding the inflated 99.99% turnout often seen in Arab elections. The process transparently reported that approximately 32% of eligible voters participated by adhering to objective standards. Furthermore, the Jordanian state strived to include emerging and traditional political parties in the elections, such as the Islamic Action Front, IAF, state-supported political forces, and independents. This leeway enabled the Muslim Brotherhood, which seeks to rally public opinion, to participate under criteria that preserve civil peace and honor Jordanian state commitments. The outcomes will reflect genuine representation, providing a solid foundation for the next phase. In addition to that, the Jordanian state focused on preserving minority representation by adopting a quota system, akin to the one used for women's representation. This will result in a parliament that ensures Christian minority voices are heard and reinforces the commitment to boosting women's participation in politics. In parallel with the ongoing hurricane in Gaza, Jordan is bracing for a challenging period. The country's internal resilience is evident in the widespread support for stability among Jordanians and their resolve to keep chaos at bay. This is the essence of Jordan's domestic immunity and its ability to confront forthcoming challenges, which is no small feat. While public opinion in Jordan may be critical and dissenting, it ultimately plays a key role in safeguarding the state and preserving stability.